Welcome back. We are very honored to once again be able to be joined by the Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives and your local Congressman, Paul Ryan. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Tim. How you doing?
I am well. Yourself?
Doing fine.
Good. I know you're busy, so I want to jump right in here and get to as much as we can get to in the time we have. As I'm sure you're aware, there are a lot of folks in the district that want to ask you a lot of questions, so they're asking me.
I get every weekend.
So on the front burner, obviously, is this health care legislation, the
right.
American Health Care Act. And I keep hearing national reports. I'll ask it and get it straight from the horse's mouth, so to speak. Are we going to get to a vote on that this week?
Well, we're getting really close. So we haven't made that decision yet, but we're getting really close. We have some new ideas that have been added that we think make the bill better. We're making sure that we have three or four layers of protections for people with pre-existing conditions in the bill. Our goal here, because Obamacare is failing fast, it's the massive premium increases, insurance companies are pulling out of markets, leaving people with few or no choices, and that means even more premium increases. So we want to get off that. And we want to have a system where everybody can get more affordable health care coverage, including people with pre-existing conditions, and have people with more choices. So you can buy the plan you like that meets your needs, and that's not where this law is going. And so we really feel an obligation to step in front of this collapsing system and make it better. And the kinds of things we're looking at are let states like Wisconsin go back and have risk pools. We think by directly subsidizing people who have catastrophic illnesses, what you do is you make sure that person is taken care of and doesn't go, you know, bankrupt if they get a real serious illness. But by having coverage, sort of reinsurance of insurance by state and federal government, you dramatically lower the price and premiums for everybody else buying health insurance. We think that's the smarter way to go than what Obamacare does, because it tries to force young, healthy people to pay much, much more for their insurance than they otherwise would to subsidize everybody else. Problem is, they're not doing it. They're not buying it, and therefore the system's collapsing. So that's why we're trying to find what I call the consensus on how best to achieve this goal, and we're getting really close.
A lot of people get confused by the whole risk pool thing.
Yeah.
Would it be fair to compare it to, like, an umbrella insurance policy that people
yes.
might have for their car and homeowners insurance?
Yeah. So we had it in Wisconsin. It was called HRSP, High Risk Pool. And in Wisconsin, before the Affordable Care Act, 10% of people in what we call the individual market, people who buy their own health insurance, got their insurance in the risk pool. You had 8 or 9 plans to choose from. You had no closed network, meaning you could go to any doctor or hospital you wanted to. And the premiums and deductibles, on average, were lower than what they are now in Obamacare. And what it did was it made it much cheaper for everybody else, the other 90% of Wisconsinites, to buy more affordable health insurance. This is even better than that, because this would have federal financing to make sure it works even better, to drive those premiums down for everybody. So the way you look at it is it's an extra layer of coverage for people with catastrophic illnesses. So that, let's just take, you know, take the Gazette, take Bliss Communications.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many people work at Bliss Communications. Let's just say it's 100 for the sake of argument.
Yeah.
And you got 100 people there with, you know, 3 per family, so 300. And 15 people get really sick. You get, you know, heart attacks or cancer. Well, Bliss Communications right now has to pay the full freight of that. Everybody else must pay their insurance premiums to cover that cost.
Mm-hmm.
If we, the state and federal government, with a risk system, covers those costs, when somebody gets catastrophically ill, the Bliss Communications insurance pool doesn't have to cover those costs, and so its prices stay down.
Yeah.
Premiums stay affordable. That is what we're proposing to do, and we think it's better than the Affordable Care Act.
It makes some sense. It's odd to me that it seems you have to be kind of moving left and right within the Republican
yeah.
caucus, as well as then within the larger Congress to include some Democrats. This is maybe going to get done in the House. Even if it gets done in the House, is it going to just get stopped in the Senate and eventually get bounced back to you guys in a way that you're not going to be able to stomach
it
anyway?
Well, it's one step at a time. This is, and the other thing I'd say is what we're not seeing is, you know, in the last number of years, you saw sort of a White House sort of jamming things through Congress. That's not how this is working. We're making this more of an organic process where members of Congress get to participate and bring amendments and ideas. So It's first the House, then the Senate. The Senate will clearly take the bill up and make their own changes to it, and then we go to what we call a conference committee, where we reconcile the differences between the two. And so that, this is the early stages of that basic process. So it's just premature to say what it will end up looking like at the end of the day, other than the status quo is unsustainable. People can't get affordable coverage, and that is really the core of it all. And the insurance companies are telling us there are going to be more pullouts from markets, higher premium increases, and that means even fewer people will be able to get affordable health care. And that's the problem here, and that's what we're trying to address.
Are there any go-to people that have been consulted, you know, professionals in the healthcare industry and the insurance
constantly.
Industry that have been involved in this process so that...
Absolutely. I just had Ted Nickel in here yesterday, the Wisconsin insurance commissioner, who was walking me through, you know, how the Wisconsin risk pool system worked and how what we're trying to do will make it work even better in the future because of the way this bill works. So we consult quite a few people. I had the Blue Cross Blue Shield plans in here 2 days ago walking me through just how ugly it's going to get in the future under the Affordable Care Act, which won't be affordable, and how the kinds of reforms we're talking about will stabilize the market and bring down prices.
All right. I do want to talk about the budget a little bit. You talked about this is a process and one step at a time. Chet and I were in here talking this morning about the budget deal, which the Republicans sound like they're saying they won. The Democrats are sounding
everybody
thought they won.
Everybody does.
Congressman,
that.
What's happening here?
This is bipartisanship. This is This is the result of bipartisan negotiations. I think a lot of people who watch this don't necessarily realize that appropriation bills require 60 votes in the Senate, so by definition they have to be bipartisan. This is the result of bipartisan negotiations where both sides got things that they wanted out of this, but that's what happens when you do bipartisan negotiations in a bipartisan bill, and both sides are talking about the things that they fought for that they got. Because that's how, you know, legislation is supposed to work. That's how consensus building works. That's how governing in a democracy works.
So those people that would lament right now, and I'll ask you from the Republican side of the aisle here a little bit, those people that would say, well, yeah, but Congressman, Speaker Ryan, you didn't do anything. You're funding Planned Parenthood.
We're not, actually. There's no funding for Planned Parenthood in this bill. There's a lot of fake news or a lot of misinformation out there, I'd say, to begin with. But there is no funding for Planned Parenthood in this bill. We had two big priorities, help the military. We have a serious problem of readiness in the military, and we did that here. The other one was to get an increase in border security, the biggest increase in 10 years, to get a down payment on securing the border. That's in here. And we had a lot of other things in here that were big priorities of ours that were maintained, so we feel very good about it.
And I think it does say to people, well, there's progress. I know we've talked about the wall funding enough here to go. People aren't so necessarily concerned about the actual physical structure if they see movement in immigration, and there has been money earmarked for extra border patrols and some repairs to some of the wall areas that are breaking down and some of those kinds of things. The EPA is funded largely at its old level, even though President Trump has kind of signed an order to say we're going to back off on some of this stuff. Is that something yet to be worked on?
No, I mean, staffing levels, this bill brings the staffing levels down to 1989 levels, I think, before. It has no fund, it doesn't put money into the climate change fund, so that because the president did not want to go down that path, so we don't have, there are no funds in here for that. So I think that is a big improvement, because what we're really worried about is just the overregulation of American businesses from this particular agency that was costing us a lot of jobs. And this bill advances our goals on that.
One quick question as it relates to President Trump's proposed tax cuts. Is that going to have a life over there in the House of Representatives? Can
you
get that done?
Yeah, that tax reform is, I'd say, our biggest priority of the year, because we think it's the greatest thing we can do to create faster economic growth and more jobs. It's going to take us the bulk of the year to do it, but this is a situation where you have the House, the Senate, and the White House all on the same page, working toward this goal. We've got time to get it done right. This hasn't been done since 1986, and it's really important for our economy, because American businesses, American employers, are being taxed at much higher tax rates than our foreign competitors, and in the global economy, that means we end up losing jobs, we end up losing growth, and more U.S. companies are competing on a very unlevel playing field in the global economy. We need to fix that if we want to get faster economic growth.
All right. Well, we will continue to watch with interest the developments that are going. Speaker Ryan, thank you so much for your time. And we stand by ready to help you out whenever you want to come back to town and do something a little bit longer when time permits, which I know is
much obliged.
Premium. All right. Take care. Speaker Paul Ryan on your talk show on WCLO. We'll be right back.